It got all quiet. Maybe something should happen. We should make something happen.
Yeah.
All right, then I will. So, hi guys, my name is Sean. I didn't plan on playing tonight, I just plan on watching, but I thought I'd play like 3 songs just to start things off, if that's cool. So, this is a song that I wrote the day after the worst day of my life, so it sounds kind of sad maybe. But it's kind of cool. I wrote it on a beach in Ireland, so that makes it cool. Anyhow, it goes like this. It's kind of inspired by a comment a friend of mine made. She said I'd make a great first husband. And I thought that was a really fucked up thing to say. So it goes like this. She said you might make a great husband. In fact, I think I'll have you first. Let the second feed my ego, and the third will be secure. And it will be beautiful, more than you know. I'll take you so high and I'll drop you off low. And after a little while we can both go our own way. And I can't wait to break your heart. And I can't wait to leave my mark, and maybe make it hard to try again. We don't want lovers anymore. We don't want lovers anymore. We just want someone that we can fucking forget about. Someone we can fucking forget. Sounds like a decent idea, and I think it might work. We won't get bored, we won't get hurt. And it will be better than when we were kids. We thought we knew nothing, but maybe we did. You'll look so pretty right there on my arm till another one comes. To let you go, then one day I'll be ready. But I know we could never be 17 again. We don't want lovers anymore. We don't want lovers anymore. We just want someone that we can fucking forget about. Someone we can fucking forget about. Try to counter that with a really quick song. This is, or maybe, oh shit, a short love song or a longer love song? I don't know.
Short segue into one.
They're both in the same.
Whatever
key.
You're feeling, man.
Whatever you're feeling. Do you remember the last song I played in Santa Barbara, that one show? Yeah. One of them's that one. Well, in that case, I'll have to play it again. So I'm sometimes from California, and on occasion live up here. But this is a song I wrote about my it's kind of to my the college girlfriend I had, because I never had a high school girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I missed out on something.
I like that.
So anyways, it goes like this. It goes... And I just finished a CD that this is on. I'm like, so anyways, it's not out yet, actually. No, I never had a name to write on all my notebooks. I never carved a heart into a tree. As I drove a Buick van, it had a big back seat, but I never used it. And I never wrote two poems that rhymed so horribly. Yeah, I only wrote the artsy college cut, and I hope you didn't mind. And now I'm all these miles away. Now I'm all these years too late. Oh, I wish that I had met you back in 1998. And I was never late to class, 'cause I couldn't let you go. You would have been the hole that I put before my rose. And I never got to teach you how to skateboard, when I was still really good. Don't forget to push with your back foot. And now I'm all these miles away. And now I'm all these years too late. Oh, I wish that I had met you back in 1998. Is it cool if I do one more?
Please. Yeah.
Anybody?
That'd be awesome. Who is he? Who is this guy? Who's in my room? No one's
my name is John.
Hi, John. Do you have CDs, John?
In my car, I do. I didn't
plan. How far is
it? It's right up front.
Oh, that's fucking
I didn't plan on playing this. I think this instrument would be perfect for what I'm doing right now, because what I'm going to do right now is in honor of this being Winter Solstice. Now, I want to tell you guys a quick story about the Summer Solstice show that I played this year, because it was kind of fun. It was a good story, but the story is this. I was in Dublin, not Dublin, California, Dublin, Ireland, because I go there sometimes, but excuse me. I was there, and I was hanging out for many days and getting kind of sick of the place, not because I... Sorry, I'm burping from the beer.
I'm getting sick now.
Not because I don't like the place, because I love that city a whole lot. But because you can only experience a city so much on the surface, so I was kind of, you know, I didn't know anybody there, and I didn't live there, so I was getting kind of sick of it, and I just hanging out and, you know, playing on the streets to make my money and whatnot. And so this one day I was sitting in this little square in Temple Bar, which is the really old part of town, and I see this guy with a really huge beard walking his bicycle, and he had a trailer on the bike, and I've always wanted to travel that way, so I took note of this guy, and he sees that I have my mandolin with me, so he asks if it's cool that he plays in the streets. He doesn't want to encroach on my territory or anything. So I say, yeah, it's cool. So he plays. He's playing pipe instruments. He's really good, but nobody's taking much interest, so he decides to give it up, and we just start chatting. And it turns out he's a guy. His name is Joris, and he's a Dutch guy. And he's like, yeah, he tells me how he's ridden his bike all around France and all around Netherlands, and now he was riding all around Ireland. And after a few minutes, these local kids came up, and I guess they knew him because he'd been around for a while. And we all start talking, and one of these kids mentions that the next night there was going to be a party in Wicklow County, which is the next county south of Dublin. And I thought, wow, this would be a great chance for me to get out of Dublin, because I really need to get out of Dublin. And so I asked him, is it cool if I go? And the kid says, yeah. And I'm like, okay, how do I get there? Now, this is going to be a problem, because it was kind of in the middle of the Wicklow Mountains, near nothing. So we figured out that if I took a bus to this one town and walked all day, I could get to this party. So I said, fuck it, that's what I'm going to do. So so he writes down the directions for me, which included such things as, you will see a sign for the Glenmalure pub. Follow that sign, go into the pub, and double-check the directions with them because they'll know better than me. So anyhow, I first thing in the morning, I take the first bus that goes to this town called Lara, and I just start walking and I'm just walking on these little roads through the mountains, and there's all kinds of trees, and it's just ridiculously pretty, and I was having a good time until it started to rain really hard. So I'm standing under this tree, and this car comes driving up, which is amazing. I didn't know there would be cars in this area, but this couple picked me up and decided to give me a ride, and it turns out that there was this Irish girl, but her boyfriend was from San Diego. So we had fun time talking about things like California, but anyhow, because I got this ride, I was able to get to this summer solstice party at about 3 p.m., and nobody was there yet, and they were wondering who I was. So I told them that, yes, and I explained the situation, that I had been invited by this friend of theirs, and they're like, okay, cool, and so I spent the afternoon helping them build the bonfire and helping them cook dinner, and I just wandered around the woods near their house, and it was just this picturesque, perfect place. Like, it was an old hunting lodge, apparently. And now these kids lived there, and they were putting on this huge party. And these kids were amazing. They were like, we were building the bonfire, and like, they were each carrying 2 to 3 logs under their arms, which was not like logs, but, you know, like logs like this big around. They're just like... That's kind of that's not very pertinent. I haven't really told this story many times, so excuse all the aside things. But so they were treating me ridiculously well. I felt so at home, and you know, I had dinner with them, and we were, you know, these tents with sound systems. They're like, "Oh yeah, you can play music tonight." And I was like, "Sweet." And so party started, and there's just like fucking beer, loads and loads of people just coming from everywhere, mostly from Dublin, I guess, but. So I ended up, like, just playing this show to all kinds of people and then getting really, really drunk. And this, like, 50-something-year-old gypsy woman tried to take me home. And I wasn't drunk enough. And Joris shows up on his bike. He I guess, rode his bike there. And so me and him, him and this Irish guy playing the John, and Joris plays his pipes, and I played my mandolin, and I had my first official, like, Irish traditional music session in the kitchen, and I was really stoked on that, too, but everybody just, you know, partied all night long, and the place was a mess in the morning. It was like, you looked out on the lawn of this place, and it was like, you know, you see...
women everywhere.
No, it's like a Civil War battlefield type scene, where people were just laying all over the place, just half dead. Literally, from alcohol poisoning, not from musket wounds or anything. So I walk out and I sit down on the lawn, and just, you know, some sort of group congregates, and here we are, like, sitting on this lawn, like, after we had had this, like, giant last hurrah. I mean, this was like the summer solstice. This was the big deal, right? Like, like, after today, every day is going to get shorter. And you know, in a place like Ireland, I guess it gets pretty cold, and so that kind of means something. And everybody was okay with that. We were just kind of like just sitting around, feeling all shitty and happy at the same time. And it was really bizarre. But somebody had a guitar, and they started playing this song. And it was really weird, but it was so perfect, and everybody just kind of sang along. And I wanted to play that song with the knowledge that after today, every day is going to be getting a little bit longer. And that's also pretty cool. But it was just really fitting at that time, and I think it just might kind of like bring a nice mood, but you all know it. So you have to sing along.
We do all know this.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Let's sing this part.
no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed, but don't worry.
Be happy, we'll do more of those later.
Landman says your rent is late. Well, you may have to litigate, but don't worry. Be happy.
Alright, here we go again.
I say, ooh. No luck, ain't got no style, got nobody to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy, cause when you worry, your face will frown, that will bring everybody down, so don't worry, be happy.
It's the last time, so we gotta like sing it right.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh,
you know you want to. Sit louder and shit, right? There is a breakdown part where we keep going, right? Story. I had to get to a show that night in Wexford Town, which is the very southeast corner of Ireland. I had no car, and I was in the middle of the mountains, so there was only one person going to Wexford County from this whole group of people that had been in the party. And he wasn't going to Wexford Town, he wasn't going anywhere near Wexford Town, so he's like, I'll drop you off at the first town out of the mountains, and you can probably get a bus from there. And so he drops me off at this town. I walk into the news agent and I say, are there any buses that go from here to Wexford Town? The lady laughed and she said, buses? We don't have buses here. And I said, shit, what do I do? And she said, here's what you do. You're going to walk out of here, turn left. You get to the bridge, turn left, go across the bridge, and you're going to walk down until you get to a junction in the road, and you're going to sit at that junction, and somebody will come pick you up. So that's what I did. And there was a man sitting there already, waiting for a ride. And I sat next to him, and his name was Peter, and we sat there chatting for a while, and there was this beautiful, you know, hillside across from me, and gentle breeze, and I thought, you know, life's pretty good. And because I was with this local guy, somebody actually stopped to pick me up, and they gave us a ride to the town where we could catch the bus, well, not where I could catch the bus, but Peter didn't have to take the bus. But we got dropped off, and Peter walked me to the bus stop and waited there until the proper bus came to make sure I got on the right bus, because there are some good people in the world, and he was one of them. So I guess that's the end of it. So thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the rest of the show.